This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Playing this beautiful song on a Spanato Gavin.
I am at a loss.
Want hulle het 'n reunion performance gehad.
Okay, not completely true, but
the planning one?
They didn't have a reunion performance, they had a party. They had just had a party because Bjorn and Benny have known each other now for 50 years.
Ah.
And so Agneta and Frida came to the party in Sweden. And they sang this song together on stage.
Wow.
Get out the tissues. ABBA together again. For was, what song?
That was the first time in how many years that they sang together?
500. How many years, Sabina?
Isn't it
like 30 or something?
40, I think.
I don't think it's 40. That'd make them 80 years old. In a way to together, the way old friends do. But it wasn't a performance. It was a party, and they stood up and they sang this song impromptu. And now people say it was a reunion show, but they're too old for reunion shows. I think the way I hear what Bjorn, the spokesperson, usually said was that it was just like a thing that they sang together. But they sang together for the first time in so many years.
In 30 years,
Okay. And so we all our ABBA generations of yonder year, all...
Are they still alive?
All the ABBA generations, yeah, we are still alive. ABBA is just barely alive, but they were there. And so it was a big, big day for us in the history of the world. And that's why I wanted to start with that particular fucking news brokie.
You are listening to Casper's radio show.
Ba-ba-da-bum, ba-ba-da-bum. Hoi! So how is you, everyone. How is everyone? How are you, Gabby?
Everyone's fine.
Really?
Yes, very fine.
I want to ask you a quesh.
Yes.
That is that...
I'm scared.
No, don't. We went to see Morty, 7 days of Morty. What was it called?
The full Morty.
And the next day, it was Forever Jackson at the same theater. And I decided not to go because it was just too many times to that fucking theater. And he wasn't the guest. Morty was the guest. So I wanted to go to see Morty, which I really enjoyed. You went to see Forever Jackson. How was it? Tell me about it. Because I... Okay, tell me about it. No, because I... No, okay, tell me.
Can I just say that I... Baron, are you listening? Are you taking selfies?
I'm fucking listening.
Because I'm talking to everybody. No, not you just love Kasper a selfie.
What's
Hannes.
Your problem?
Okay, take a picture. So I would have comfortably stayed under my blanket. I had three blankets and the heater on. And I said to Kasper, I'm not in the mood. And okay, quickly. And then Kasper persuaded me to go. So I went.
Did not.
Yes, you said. You said, I think you should go. Like,
you are
my unofficial PA slash whatever.
No, I said, I don't want to go, but maybe you should check it out. I have my doubts. That's what I said. So what happened? Are you glad?
It's not, no. I'm not upset that I went. It was actually good. I think that the guy that performs Michael Jackson, when we all went into the auditorium, right? He had on those like Ray-Bans vibe that Michael like to get going and stuff. The hair's cool and whatever, but. It was like, wow, you're sitting there with Michael Jackson because he does a hee-hee, that little vibe. Mm-hmm. And that for me is spot on. But the main character must not take off the glasses, because when he takes off his glasses, he looked like a woman. And that took away the illusion for me. His hair, like, I'm a perfectionist. So when I go and see like a tribute to something, it must be perfect. It must be amazing. Blow me away. Like, blow me.
Oh, but, yes. I've heard that before.
Blow me.
But, and his hair's like as curly as Michael. But I've met Michael. I was this close to Michael. So, Michael.
Drop.
Yes. I learned from the best. I learned from you two. But the thing
is... Oh, you two, the band.
But Michael's hair looked like fake. Mm. Like, Michael's hair looked relaxed. And that hair was perfect. Mm. So give me... If you're going to give me a Michael show, do it like 110%. Mm. Don't give me half stuff. But there were some... There were like more good moments than there were bad moments.
Oh, okay.
I saw a Michael tribute show years ago at the State Theatre.
Yeah.
With Kenny Wiz as Michael. He's an impersonator from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he actually had surgery to look like Michael.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing show.
Yeah, yeah. This one, like, so, and also the other problem that I had with the performer, with the Michael, is the fact that he, again, I saw Michael right up close. Michael was closer than Bernard and I are sitting next to each other right now in the studio. Ooh! He had a tummy. He had like a biggie fan of boop pens. Like, Michael doesn't have a boop pens. Mm. Or am I wrong?
No, he doesn't have a boopie.
My two biggie fan of Winner Bursi gehad.
Which one now? Which
one? The
right Michael.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he's not the verkeerde thing to say. Maar ek het in hierdie week, toe sien ek net toevallig op TV weer die video vir Bad. En dis ook net in die late 80s wat twee gangs mekaar in 'n parking lot ontmoet en dit dan solve deur 'n dance off.
Yes.
En die gang het almal mascara aan.
Ja.
So they didn't look too well into the mirror for this one.
Exactly.
The thing that sort of put us off, because Bernard Betty showed me some footage of that show, and it looked like that one light and a black stage, and I thought it looks very poor. I don't want to see this.
What do you mean? As a spotlight?
No, just like they had a budget for one colorful light, and for the rest... Oh,
that's true.
And it also looks
so
like...
So it's true.
Yeah.
And when they did the Smooth Criminal, he was on a machine and the rest had to go on their knees.
There's like... The two ladies are like in the spotlight and he's in the dark. And then it's him and the one girl, and the other girl is in the... Your assistant, like your assistant singer, is in the spotlight. Like, there's just like... That it's just a technical issue for me that should have been like, you know.
Mm. It makes it a little bit. Maar ek is bly jy het gegaan en ons het hierdie feedback gekry.
But it's not, I wouldn't say don't go and see it, but just be aware it's not gonna like blow your vagina. Mm. Like proper.
Blow your vagina. I've never heard you like this. speaking about Man in the Mirror, I've got a mirror next to me, and that is Hannes, because he's the mirror in Sneeuwwitje.
Yeah,
hey. So how, when do you close the show of SNEW?
We close the show on Sunday afternoon. Our last show is 3 o'clock. So there's still 6 more shows to go in 3 days.
Yeah. Epic.
Why 3 days on a, like a Saturday or Sunday?
Well, we got 1 tonight and then we got 3 tomorrow and then 2 on Sunday.
So it's tomorrow like 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock and half past 7.
Are you exhausted?
Very much so. Well, I'm lucky. I'm the mirror. So I'm just, ek staan net in a box. Ek is daarmee een van die mense wat moet sing en dans nie. Hulle werk hard. Ek sê maar net, a paar lines.
Is my mic. Maar jy is 'n goeie speel. Jy is 'n goeie speel.
Baie dankie.
Jy is die beste speel wat ek nog gesien het.
Okay, what, Gavin, why don't we go tomorrow at 11?
Yes.
Bring your kids.
Even the grounded one, I'll bring.
Have you got a groundling? Bring them. We'll go, and that'll perk up on us, because 11 o'clock show must feel very cock. But if he knows we're there, he's going to perform.
Yeah, can we shout and scream?
Heel moot. Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. So we'll see tomorrow on us. Mm,
great.
Oh, jullie gaan het geniet. Nou is één deelkie. Ek gaan ek sê wat het gebeur. Maar jullie gaan het... Nee, gaan het sê nie. Maar tweet my onmiddellik daarna. Want ek wil weet wat jou reaksie van dit.
Hoe de fuck weet ons wat het is?
Hy sal weet. Jullie sal weet.
Oh, okay.
Jullie sal weet.
Trek iemand uit.
Cool.
Nee. Wat? O, okay.
Dat is nie Game of Thrones.
Nee. Bobby is nie in die show nie.
Oh, wat a pity. Die prins trek uit. Well, en dan word sy nie weekie wakker. Sy gee my nog 'n appel.
Dat is 'n scene wat ek net in 'n handdoek daar staan.
Well, what?
No. Alles smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors? Oh, but Gavin, listen now, I've got to be a bit serious. Okay. I want to know something. What is going on with Charlene? What is that story now? Yeah. I haven't spoken to her this week, but I've read stuff about lovers and jokes and the media gunning mal. What's happening?
So basically, it was You magazine that interviewed her, and because she's been posting of her and a young gentleman like on her Facebook, right? And of the love of my life, things like that. And she's never been, I was like extremely proud of her. The fact that she's been a very private person over the years.
Yeah,
I was a gossip journalist for years. Mm. Everybody knows that. Mm. And if there's one person that you couldn't get like into, it's Charlene Sitter Richards. But also she's respected and she's a legend. And she was Nena and Matty from Generations and Fila and Alles Deine. Mm. So anyway, back to this week. So You Magazine interviewed her. But You Magazine went and teased the story, and hulle het nog gesê, I'll show you the picture now, but they teased their story, right? So then, WhatsApp messages, I'm on my WhatsApp, where's my WhatsApp, bloody well, and here we go. And it basically says, die actrice Charlene Sirtie Richards se oë blink deesdae behoorlik. Dit laat mens wonder, wie kan die geheimsinnige en aantreklike metgesel aan haar sy wees? So that basically...
That's huisgenoot.
Yes, this is huisgenoot. So basically they said, okay, you know, she's got like a hipple and a stop, blah, 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 blah. Who's this mysterious man? And then the media, even Soweto newspaper and the Times and this one and that one, all the media drew their conclusions because that section gives a lot away. And they interviewed her and started calling her. She got irritated. Mm. But then he... I don't know how involved he was in the You magazine interview, but then he flipped. He threatened the media. Grazia magazine, not Grazia, the Sunday Times called me and said, we just got threatened by this guy.
What?
So he said that he's got like a family, like a wife and children, like, you know, in another country, and that that he's not going out with Charlene. And then we were all like very confused. And then I spoke to her, but I just spoke to her and said, okay, listen here, media are calling me, but I'm not engaging them because, you know, I'm not in that vibe anymore. Mm. I'm protecting. I'm not exposing anymore. So then she's like, yeah, he's very demure and blah, 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 blah. And then, so now, then she, then, so he's upset. So then the Facebook status came that you saw where she said it's all a joke.
That's a joke. And I was never serious and it was an in-joke.
Yeah. And I never thought it would backfire like this.
Yeah.
And people are taking things serious where it's just like, you know, it was funny. Ha ha ha. So I'm confused. I'm very confused. But you see, yeah, the thing is, she's been posting pictures of him like from the beginning of the year. So yeah, I was very surprised that the media only picked that up like this week. Like literally, yeah, like this week.
But sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden they get bored and they flip through some. Say, let's do something about this. And then it's been there in front of their fucking eyes for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's strange, hey? So it's now exploded a bit.
Yeah, so it's exploded a bit. So when, and I know she's a special guest on the Casper Radio show.
Yeah,
so when
she...
So when she comes back, maybe we can chat to her about it.
Yeah, then die stof bietjie gaan lê en dan kan sy lekker. I think nou gaan sy nie wil praat nie. Soos ek haar ken. Okay, well that was very, very interesting. Then I saw in the media Steve Hofmeyr was in Holland. I don't know if you saw that.
But what was he? Did he go? Because
he went.
Ja, dit was nogal groot story, want hy het gegaan, een restaurant het gesê, nie, ons wil jy nie, nie.
That's what I saw,
toe organise hy nog een, en toe doen hy sy speech, maar toe word die hele speech so of, ook via Netwerk 24 live tweet, en hy het een paar lawe goeders gesê, nogal malerige goeders.
Such as?
Such as, we all have double dogs. We have a dog outside, so in case it gets poisoned, we've got a dog inside. That's how we live in this country, apparently.
en ek denk, een paar mense het ook bykie ontstaan geraak, want hy het gesê, ja nee, Suid-Afrika is een pathetiese land. En dit is nou, wel, his implication is, jy weet, in ons huidige tye. But a lot of people went, rarig, is ons nou pathetic en so. So toe was dit nou maar weer nie schaal. Dis eintlik ook maar net... groot geraas, weinig lawaai.
Maar het is eindelijk goed dat mense om sien vir wie hy eindelijk is.
Dat
hy
discredit word.
Ja, maar ek bedoel, die mense wat hem genooi het, let's be honest, it's like the Ku Klux Klan inviting him. It's like that. So it's not the best of fucking company that you're going. They have got representation in the parliament, European parliament, yes, very little, but that gives them the right to bring someone in like Steve, and he spoke to whoever wanted to listen to him also in the parliament, not even that restaurant in the parliament. But one has to see it in context. It is regtig baie, baie right wing. Die hele ding, maar nou nie, die Afrikaanse pers het nou weer huis toe gegaan daarmee.
Of course they did. You see, the thing is with, I can't even speak properly. Like, I have a history with him. But I think there's a misconception about him because people remember hy het mos my aangeraan teen 'n muur voor 'n klomp mense in 'n party buite 'n toilet aangeraan die Steve Hofmeyr. But the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is that mense sê hy's a racist and whatever. I just want South Africans to like understand that he is like he's a proper, if I'm allowed to say the word, because you know I don't swear, but a black bullshitter. He's not like hy sê hy's racist, maar is hy eintlik nie? Want hy het gegaan om te sê, ek gaan die K-woord en daai ding sê, ek gaan die K-woord in my volgende liedjie
sê,
as Julius Malema, jy weet, en toe as Julius Malema nie iets doen nie, but in the next week, toe red hy 'n swart seentjie van 'n swart ma uit 'n brandende kar. Like, and it wasn't like, you know, they were in an accident, en toe die kar het nog nie gebrand nie, en toe stop hy achter en gaan hulle uit en toe hulle uithaal, en toe begin die bande te brand.
So what you're trying to imply is that he is actually, in essence, a good person.
Ek sal nie sê a good person nie, but he's a confused person. He's a confused person, en hy soek like heavy aandag, and all we need to do is to ignore. We need to, like, the public, and he's, like, need to ignore him, but as long as he's got, like, those, like, right-wing supporters, he will always have a big head, because he loves himself.
Okay.
Can I tell you what he did? Like, sometimes he would, when we were still friends, he would call me. You know, I remember he had a blog. Spoeg blog. Popular. Like on a daily basis, 25,000 people went and read this blog. That is how big he was, right?
Including the media. They got such a lot of stories from that.
Yes. And I was a journalist at Rapport newspaper at the time. He used to call me. He used to call me and say, listen here, can I quickly cuck you out? But I'm going to call you a P. I said, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So if you want to give me the publicity, it's cool. But him and I had that understanding. And then he said he's going to call another journalist a doos, but he's going to call me a P. And then that used to be like the thing, like every time.
Dis so baie keer met baie van sy meer hardcore controversial statements. Dis net vir my, mense is nooit meer seker nie. Is it things that he really believes of is dit net om gaan dit dit gaan heel toevallig elke keer gepaard met 'n boek of 'n CD of iets wat gelaunch
word. Oh yes.
So one isn't ever sure whether he really means what he's saying and in welke geval hy nogal 'n extremist is
en
of dit alles eintlik so 'n bietjie 'n manier is om 'n audience mark te manipuleer nie.
Well, exactly.
One's never sure.
That's exactly my thought about saving the black kid. I mean, dit maak hom nie liberaal nie. Mm. I mean,
yeah, but I don't. But dit is instinct.
Nee. True.
That's what I bedoel. This instinct. Dit is nie van. Dit maak hom nie 'n rasis nie.
Ek verstaan. Ja, maar hy het dit ook nie gedoen vir media attention.
Nee, ek sien nie dit nie.
Daai was instinctief gedoen. Dink ek. Ek het nie eens geweet daarvan nie, maar nou weet.
Ja, maar if you are a racist, dan jou instincts kick in. Obviously that, okay, dit is a wit man of dis is a swart man of whatever. Like, I'm not going to get involved. And it's not like he exposed that. Like, the media had to get that out of him. Like, you know, in terms of, okay. En ons het daai by die polisie gekry, when we were still, I was still at Heat Magazine. So, ek dink, daar is nie meekie met jou saam. Ek dink dat, as jy, like, once a racist, like, always a racist, want dit is in jou mind, ons kan nie saam met hulle eet, ons kan nie aan hulle raak nie, want ons hande gaan vuil word, van ons is wit en hulle is swart. So, that is like, that's the perception of, like, the ultimate racist. Ek weet, ek het al vir Tannie, wat is Tannie? Tannie Mari, wat is Eugene Terblanc se vrou se naam?
O, Jesus.
Ek het al met haar gaan ontmoet, wacht, ek het gedog sy gaan my uitgooi die huis uit.
Was dit?
After his death, she gave me aros.
Oh, you know what, blik
Eugene Terblanc.
En 'n blikbekertjie.
Nee, it was a glass.
Okay.
But I saw that my white photographer that was with me, he got the same glass and he also got aros.
Oh, so that's good.
Well, ek het vir Eugene Terblanc een keer gesien by die Staatsteater by een of ander show opening whatever en ek was stom geslaan toe Lizzie Frant, jy moet vir Lizzie seker ken.
Wat Lizzie?
Dina Mouwers se sissie. Maar anyway,
who's this now? Side theater.
By die Staatsteater, sy front of house
okay.
En sy loop en sy loop al voor hom in en Eugene Terblanc Lizzie is kleerling, maar sy lyk eintlik swart.
Yeah.
Sy is baie donker. En hy het gesê, "Ekskuus my dogter." En hy het half teruggestaan vir haar. En ek sien fuck Eugene Terblanc het nou net dit gedoen. Dit was weird.
Yeah, but it's because he was in the open maybe. Sometimes they play a part. But the other thing about Steve, I quickly want to just say before we move on, is that I knew him very well when he was atheist. So he suddenly became religious as well. Which I thought he did because that would give him more support.
Exactly, like Anna said now.
Throw God around.
Play in the hands of the audience.
Because I knew him as an agnostic or an atheist. Anyway, so it's all very interesting. We got a cold front coming in this weekend, especially Sunday and Monday. So I'm talking to the people of Johannesburg now. It's going to be a cold front rain and it's going to be cold. Then there is Joseph. Okay, I'll talk about Joseph with you, Bernard, now in your section. Skier and Skinner. What else did I wanted to say? Anyone ill? Anyone ill here? People are getting ill now.
Ek het begin, maar ek het hom.
Okay, you nipped him in the bud.
You nipped him in the bud. That's a nice expression. What did you do to him? Well, I nipped him in the bud. We got to have a Zulu lesson today. Why am I saying lesson? We got to have a Zulu lesson today from Duncan because he cucked on us last week that he has to speak Afrikaans, but we can't say two words. You can say three, I think. Hey, Gavin.
Yes. Yebo. Yebo.
Yeah. So I think he's right in that way. So we have to do that. We got a very special guest coming in, and that is the founder of Sandwich Baron. She's coming in. And of course we got the boys and the girls of Club Central.
Yay!
Also. So it's a full show. And we got amazing news. Amusing news. Lots of stuff. What are you two talking about there? I want everyone.
Yeah.
Also the people listening. I want you to go on your internet now and write in this address.
Oh.
URL. That's what we used to call it in the olden days, my daughter. EN dot
E-N dot?
E-N. E-N dot. Name tests. Name tests.
Yeah.
People at home as well. E-N dot name tests dot com. And then read me what you see, because I'm going to give you each and every one a different thing to look at. And you tell me what it says there. So, let's say... what is your imperfection, honest? Go for it, because you gotta. I'm asking you now because you gotta allow it to access your Facebook.
So I'm going for what's your
imperfection?
One imperfection.
What have you? What do you want to go for, Gavin?
What will your chat with a celebrity
no,
look
that's
like?
Boring. That's cut.
Is it okay? Yeah. Who's your perfect party friend?
Okay, do that one.
How light or dark is your soul?
That one. Do that one.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, how loud and dark is your soul? You, Betty, what have you got there, Banner?
I get no focal.
Oh, is it your... Oh, you got a Samsung.
I can sit my laptop.
I know, he's got the new Samsung. I went on now because... And I can't remember what I went for. What's my redeeming...
Oh, my goodness.
What, okay, read. Mine was, what's my redeeming feature? And it is honestly.
How can I read mine?
Yeah.
How light or dark is your soul?
Read.
Okay, no, this is good. It's actually good.
But
okay,
read
so
it.
My soul is 69% light and I'm 31% dark.
Oh, that's okay.
You are a diverse person with a wonderful character. In your heart, you are a loving and kind angel. But despite your pure... Are you listening, Badner?
I sucked it nog.
But despite your poor and friendly being, you don't put up with everything. Sometimes, when the situation demands it, the little devil inside you emerges.
Well, that's true, Gavin.
You stand up for yourself and you believe. Share your results so that friends can find out how dark your soul is.
That's what, but that's true, Gavin. And you, Hannes, what did you ask for?
Well, I like this.
What?
it said my one imperfection.
Yeah.
Is my perfectionism.
Oh, that's nice.
You pay close attention to details. You want everything to be absolutely perfect, and you can be very skeptical. But sometimes it's the imperfections that are special. That's your tiny flaw.
Oh,
please.
Did they have to use the word tiny, though?
Yeah, your tiny flaw.
We will see tomorrow at Snoovik if you're tiny.
And
anyway.
And you, Bernard, have you found something yet?
Why didn't you do it on your phone?
His phone
like, seriously.
Can't get it. Okay, well, maybe at some stage in the show we will hear something. Welkom by die Kasper, welkom by die Kasper Radio Show, is die Skeer en Skinder afdeling. Ons is nou levendig hier met Bernard Buys, ook Betty Bangles bekend as. En een van die groot brekende nuus items is dat sy een telefoon het wat nie een fucking sy net is wat nie ateleer nie. Verder, Betty, hoe gaan dit?
Ach, kan ek klaar nie, Kasper, met jou?
Nee, hankiedorie.
Hankiedorie.
Ja. Vertel vir ons, is daar enige opspraakwekkende lip lekker skinder nuus hierdie week?
Daar's heerlike nuus hierdie week. Ek weet nie waar om te begin nie. Ek het een stack nuus.
Dit klink so belovend.
Hoor al die nuus.
Yeah, what I need, mense.
Laat ek met dit begin. Julle weet almal wie's Desmond Tutu.
Ja.
Nou, sy dogter is ook een priester. Is dit een priester? Wat noem is die vrouwelijke een van hulle?
Ja, vrouwenpredikant.
Een priesteres. Sy moes nou kies tussen die kerk en haar huwelik.
O, want hulle laat het nie toe nie.
Want sy het nou getrouwd met haar long-term... girlfriend. Ja.
In Amsterdam, né? In Holland.
In Amsterdam, ja.
So mag hulle in Amsterdam, mag die priesteresse nie panne slaan nie?
Ek dink is die katholieke ding. Wherever jy is, ja.
Wherever jy is. Wherever jy is.
Ja, maar wat my oulik is van die story is Desmond wat gesê het, I would refuse to go to a homophobic heaven. I mean, I would much rather go to the other place.
Oh, bless.
Ja, ek hou van hom, hy is baie oulik.
Ja, I love him, hy het my gecomplimenteer die week, I love him.
Why, what did he do? Drop. What did you do, name dropper?
My client het naam toegegaan en met hom ontmoet, een van my cliënte, en to say, who does your PR, and to say, Gavin Prince, and to say, he does an excellent job. Like how amazing? Thank you, Desmond.
Amazing. Aanhaling, aanhaling op jou advertentie.
Proper.
They do a fantastic job. Archbishop Tutu. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Emeritus.
Emeritus. Van die Anglikaanse kar.
That's true. He's not Catholic.
Yeah.
Or she Catholic.
Is she Catholic?
Is the daughter Catholic?
She's probably also Anglican. Is she come Anglican? It's really sound. They're all perserig.
Okay.
Skier en skinne.
Kasper en Bernard.
Pers met kruise.
Okay, so we love the bishop.
I love the bishop.
Next one.
Daar's 'n nuwe cartoon uit. Suid-Afrikaans, proudly South African.
Ja.
Proudly gay.
What?
Oh.
Ja. Dit gaan oor twee eetkorings, squirrels.
Mm.
En hulle bly saam in 'n boom, hulle albei is gay en hulle hulle fight hedendaagse issues, maar menslike issues soos werk issues en waar om jou neete te plant in die aand en al sulke goedjies. So ek dink is baie oulik. Dis 'n splinte nuwe ding. Hy's nou gelaunch. Hulle mik vir die buitelandse mark.
Wow.
Ja.
So gepraat van die gay ding, weet jy hoe goed of hoe sleg gaan het met die gay radiostasie?
Nee, ek nie clue wat daar aangaan nie. Ek weet van hom en dis so ver
ek gaan. Ek wil net iets vir jou vra, die is dit 'n animated?
Dis animated, ja.
Dis nie 'n cartoon en 'n gay korant
nie. Nee, dis animation. Dit is
available waar?
Dis 7 minuut episode.
Op die internet?
Ja.
En wat is die naam?
Dis Squeers.
Ja. Squeers. Ach, oulik.
Ja.
Ach, that's nice.
Dit gaan baie oulik wees. Die twee squirrels stemme is deur Amerikaners gedoen. En
sure.
Hulle het gedoen met 'n rede oor dat hulle wil mik vir 'n oorseese mark.
Mark, okay.
Hulle nie met 'n squirrel met 'n Afrikaanse accent hê nie.
Ek maar daar gaan die woordspeling van eekhoring natuurlik.
Eekhoring, nou, ja.
Completely.
Well, daar's 'n Afrika. Ons kan vertaal.
Ons kan, ons kan.
Want ek as ek Game of Thrones in Russisch gekyk het gisteraand en weekend.
Jenny, and why did you watch it in Russian, darling? Are you learning Russian?
Because I had the wrong copy. 3 episodes. I had the wrong 3 episodes. Rus.
Het hulle dit gedub in Russian?
It's dubbed in Russian.
Oh my god. So you don't actually know what's going on.
Ja, al wat ek ken van Russisch is niet, niet. Dis al. Dat ja, beteken nie.
Niet, niet. Dat beteken nou, nou, nee.
Ja, nou.
Are you coming? Niet, niet.
Anyway, skeer en skeer.
Ja. Kasper en Bernard. En Gavin.
Het Hannes.
Ja, Hannes het dit al met sy piering oor.
Well, ek het nou gedink oor die animation. Daar was jare terug ook op die internet so animated ding, Queer Duck. En sy catchphrase was, I'm gay as a goose.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Ek onthou vir Queer Duck.
Well, van voel gepraat nou, daar is 'n pigeon in hierdie series wat heavily into BDSM is.
Ah.
So hy paradeer daar rond met sy leathers en
vra so aggressiewe
dive on.
Okay.
Ja.
Anyway.
En ek en hy het nou daar gepraat vir Carlton Haynes wat uitgekom het eventually.
Onthou jy vir hom, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, hy's in Arrow ook.
Hy's nou Arrow.
Anyway.
Ja.
Verklik waar gaan sit net
in die kasse blik. Jy moet hom sien, Gavin. Hy's 'n baie aantreklike jong.
Hy's baie aantreklik, Gavin.
Dis nie hy daai nie.
Nee. Okay.
Nee, dis die ouetjie wat kak maak.
Wat het die ouetjie gedoen? Wie?
Hy het nou dis 'n jong acteur. Hy's in ek het nog nooit van hom gehoor nie. The Real O'Neills. Sy naam is Noah Calvin. I'm sure Galvin. Maar dit is Galvin. So het hy nou gegaan en gesê, ja nee, die manier hoe Carlton Haynes uitgekom het is verkeerd gewees en hy's 'n pussie en bla 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 bla. Want hy kom nie uit en sê ek is gay nie.
Mm.
Hy het net al die rumors half net gesê, hoekom is dit vir julle nuus? Dit is nog nooit 'n geheim gewees nie. Maar hy het nog nooit die woorde gesê ek is gay nie. Nou is die ouetjie upset oor dat hy nie die woorde gespreek het nie.
Hy's
nou pussy oor dat hy dit nie actually al ken nie. Hy skim plat hy nou is. Maar toe Carlton Haynes reply to say, it's funny because a month ago I tweeted with his kid and said he should win an Emmy for his work. And then he returns the favor by calling me a pussy. Quite frankly, embarrassing on his side. Wat embarrassing is, want hy maak regtig kak hierdie ouetjie. Hy het nou ook verder gegaan om te sê dat die X-Men director Bryan Singer likes to invite little boys over to his pool and diddle them in the fucking dark.
Ooh. so, so hy's gedid al.
Hy speel met sy eie karier, dink ek.
Dalk het hy hom gediddel, Brian Singer.
Dalk het hy.
Ja.
Dalk het hy.
So, do you want to play Robin? Yeah. Okay, well, let me play with Robin first.
He's Robin himself from roles in the future.
Yeah, he's Robin himself. Te groot van sy skoentjies.
Completely.
Oh my goodness.
My likes is a bietjie van 'n duis.
Okay, so he's like lashing into the mollas.
Completely.
Well, I just want to go back one step and say that we spoke about the Russian Game of Thrones. Today we're going to do a full-on improvisation again. Hey, Hannes, please, Game of Thrones. Because last week we did full-on improvisation, pre-recorded, but it sounded like it was scripted because it's so fucking good, I must
say.
So today it's going to be live in studio again.
But amazing.
That's a bit later. I think we're going to listen now to a Dutch group, and they have got a song called 99999. And then we'll do the Boys and Girls of Club Central.
Yay! Ik ontmoette een meisje, ze was Engels en heette Lola. Toen ik vroeg wat wil je drinken, schat, zei ze
een cherry cola.
Aan het eind van de avond vroeg ik aan haar, what's your telefoonnummer? Zei ze
909.
Lekker verder zeg. Ik ontmoette een meisje, Angelica. Zij was Duits voelbaar. Wat voor mij eigenlijk hetzelfde betekent als ze. Zij was Preuts.
Preuts?
Want aan het eind van de avond vroeg ik aan haar. Kom ze toen middag baas, hè? Zei ze. Dat Spaanse taaltje, dat is best moeilijk, moet je weten. Want in de flamenco heb je van die ontiegelijk moeilijke kreten. Dan zeggen ze, agua, fuego, como toca la guitarra y así se baila. Maar vind je dat te moeilijk, dan zeg je gewoon, naino, naino, naina. Naino, naino, naina. Ik ontmoette een meisje, Maritje. Ze kwam uit Den Haag. Nou, die was best wel snel, maar met één ding was ze een klein beetje traag. Ze werkte in het ziekenhuis waar ik lag en mijn poot lag open. Stond ze een beetje dol te kijken, dus ik zei: Maritje, naino, naino. Nine oh nine oh nine nine oh 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 nine.
Presented by Bodytech.
That's right. Bodytech is the umbrella bringing you boys and girls of Cliff Central. What is Bodytech? Well, we can have them in. It's like a very super sci-fi gym thing. I have a Bodytech close to me in Cradlestone, and it looks very interesting. Has anyone been to Bodytech? Do you know about them?
No, I'm...
Okay, well, that's then you will ignorant. Be one of the people enlightened,
yeah,
and very grateful that they are bringing us Boys and Girls of Cliff Central, who is brought to the radio station by Boss Models. It's all very intricate, and Boss Models' boss is here. Clara, hi.
Hi, Casper.
Hi again, you again. Beautiful specimen, you.
Oh, thank you, Casper.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, today we got Matthew.
Matthew.
And we got Shanae.
Shantae.
Yeah, I know. Shashay away, Casper. It's Shanae. Honest?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Yeah. Hello. But I'm a little gobsmacked met hulle skoonheid en hulle pracht. They're two very beautiful people. So now I'm at a loss for words.
Aww. Well, so there they are. They're scattered on the floor. The words. Just pick them up.
Yeah.
So what I thought, people, to make it fun, I have asked Hannes to sort of give us.
Sorry, that was an accident.
We will have exercises together. I will come over to you.
Okay.
And I will ask Hannes to sit here. And we will do exercises together that he will give us. And then after that, you must each prepare a joke for me. Okay. So let's find out about them while you interview us, Hannes. It's over to you now. So you sit on my chair, please.
Okay. Wow.
Just hang on. Chair change. I just need a. Just give me my.
Your first.
Yeah.
There so we go. Sure, ek voel sommer belangrik om aan hierdie kant nou te sit.
Okay, so, talk to the girl first.
Well, we were thinking that we could do a series and ek sal sommer foto's neem en alles, so that we can communicate that to all our good people. And
am I on? Yeah, I'm
yes. But in a world of advertising, see, it's important to have a visual reference point. So, If I give you a sound effect which advertises a product, then we need a pose that would most effectively advertise said product.
So we are going to rely on your instinctive model talent.
Okay.
Because you're going to hear a sound and you must like strike a pose.
Yes, basically. Okay.
So, and every pose should look different, right?
I hope so. Okay. Well, I don't know what he's got up his sleeve.
Let's see.
Yeah. Okay, the first one is a doorbell. A doorbell advert.
Girl.
Should I act?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm acting my whole off here. Yeah. Someone's at the door again.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that was, the court on celluloid as well.
Yeah?
Now, we need an advert in this you can talk through as well. The police. How would you advertise the police? There's a whole lot of miming going on. Casper Protector.
Very
die
much.
I think I
very much.
Yeah. And no, I want something that would be suitable on a construction site. Yeah. You're advertising construction.
Okay.
And then.
That was quite exhausting.
But he needs to take his shirts off, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
And the last self-defense is so important.
Busy with the snap.
You're busy with
it. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Okay.
And then finally, self-defense is so important these days.
Oh, yeah.
So I want a karate demonstration.
I think that will go down very well. Yeah. If you can tweet that for us, Bernard. That'll be fantastic. So, why did you enter this competition?
Oh, well, I think it's an awesome opportunity to build your brand and to be the face of Cliff Central.
Yeah. Okay, they just said you must be...
Hello.
That's it. You must be louder. And what's your experience?
Well, mostly I grew up on a stage.
Oh?
I danced from the age of 3. So I'm most comfortable on a stage or in front of a camera, behind a mic.
That's fantastic. So you're just in the right world.
Yes.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay, well, have you got any more questions for her?
No, just like I always
ask. You can't ask because home numbers. No, you can't ask numbers.
Don't you want to know who I am?
Yes.
What I do?
Please do. Tell us more.
Yes. I'm Shunse. I'm 21 years old. I am currently a BCom accounting student at the University of Pretoria.
So you've got something to fall back on.
Well, not really. It's Pretoria.
No. So I'm getting my degree this year and then wanting to do honours next year and also getting CASA behind my name.
Wow. Yeah. You're much more clever than any of us by the sound of it.
No.
Yeah. But we will know maybe by November, we will know whether you're the girl of Cliff Central as well.
Yes.
You certainly have got it.
Mm. Thank you.
To be it.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
If you do win Girls of Cliff Central, what are you going to do to make the world a better place?
It's all about world peace, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Right answer.
All about world peace.
Duncan, I don't see any communication from the outside world. So can you check whether we're on the right page here? Maybe no one is listening to us at all. But what I can see is the last communication coming to this station was 9 o'clock this morning. Is that it? Really? He says, yes, it is. People out there, can you just... anyone, just say hello. I want to know whether we are actually reaching you. Maybe the Third World War has begun, and we are here not knowing this in a capsule, talking just amongst ourselves. Mm. And that is the case, then I want to use other words. So I want to know. Please, communicate. I know we don't all do WeChat, but some of us do. And in that case, just a little bit of a sparkling of life. Show us you're there. Show us you're alive. I thank you from the bottom of my dumb old heart. And we move on to Matthew.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. So by the same design, tell us a little bit more about yourself, Matthew.
Okay, my name is Matthew Ford. I've been with BOSS for about a year now. So I actually know Laura quite well. She's amazing. We love her.
She is, hey?
She's honestly amazing.
She's fantastic.
Absolutely. And beautiful.
So
I started modeling about 2 years ago. I went on a competition for Top Model, and then I got scouted by Laura at Top Model, and then I was signed to BOSS about a year ago. And also then I have my marketing degree, so I just finished my studies. And I entered this competition just because it's an amazing opportunity. I heard that Nene and Pasadena was involved, and I was like, yes, please, because I love their clothes. And with being here on Cliff Central, it's such an amazing opportunity as well. So just meeting all you guys, you know, me and Casper are actually really close.
Physically. I'm standing next to him.
But also emotionally, like on a more spiritual level.
But tell me, because I'm still hurting because you had the motor car accident, hey?
I did actually.
I got sympathetic pains. What happened?
So a flat tire, which could have been easily changed, but I have mags. Like my dad's.
What's that? Is that an illness?
No. I have mags that can't be changed without a special tool.
Oh, I thought mags. What's wrong with you? I've got mags. Oh my god, I had them too. Oh, is that like so? It's a very yuppie car then.
Well, it's a Ford Figo. So no, I call it the F1 Go.
Never heard of Ford or Figo. And then you couldn't move.
I couldn't move. So I was stuck on the highway for about 3 hours.
Man. Oh man.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It is terrible.
And potentially life endangering.
And maybe, you know, being excluded from the competition. But he came back. And that, I think, is a redeeming feature. Yeah. That with he's back with his mags.
Yeah.
And mags, what do you want us to do?
Do I get the same sounds?
Well, no, you'll get different. I think your sounds, because I want to check your emotional depth.
Okay, so
to
what
make
we're
sure
doing,
you're not just a pretty face. You know what I mean?
Tell people emotional depth.
You might be disappointed.
To tell the one person who's listening or no one who's listening is that we're going to get, we're posing. I'm standing next to the models.
Yeah.
And we're posing, we're taking pictures, we're going to tweet them for ourselves, apparently. No one else is listening. And then, no, I'm joking. Of course, you all, I know you are. I know. This is such a pleasure to have you again listening to us for 2 hours, you know. That's quite an effort to put in. And people do that. 2 hours. Usually it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
People listen to us for 2 flipping hours. Thank you, people. Okay, what must we do?
Okay, well, I think I'm going to give little phrases sound effect here that each would have some kind of emotional relevance, a weight to it. So,
okay, and so we so act you towards act him,
towards the camera there, and then we'll see if you can capture the emotion of the sound.
I feel like I haven't warmed up yet, though. So, kind of like stretch.
The first one is a bit of disappointment that at the fact that you haven't stretched yet. So. Very good. I saw shock and awe there, and disappointment.
It was. I felt it.
Yeah.
Well, I am an actor. It's whatever. It's fine.
Well, the next one is evil.
Are you an actor?
Evil.
No, I'm not an actor. Really? No. Yet. Here we go.
Yeah. Good. I like that.
Yeah. It's a good thing he got that marketing degree. Yeah? Okay. Next one is evil.
we did that.
That was
we are
good.
Very good.
Yeah.
We are one take wonders. Next one.
Yes, and then the next one is being a little bit more amorous. So we got a
ooh la la. Ooh la la.
I think it's like a Zoolander look.
Ow.
Ooh la la.
Ow.
Ooh la la.
How are you doing?
Ooh la la.
Oh.
That one was.
Yeah, very good. I'm sure we got a good snap there. And then the next, last one is disgust. I want to see disgust.
Gross!
No, I'm done.
Man! Gross!
That's what she said.
Gross!
Gimme.
Gross! Fail! Fucking pervert. I look like a pervert now.
Yeah.
Because he took off his... headphones.
Oh,
I'm back.
So I think we went through quite an emotional range there. We saw some products advertised.
I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I can't wait to see the pics. The pics we will show to you two as well just now. But now it's time for the joke. So if you can do that for us while I come over to you to take your place now. Take over and let them tell the joke, please, okay. Anna.
So who would go first? You went first round, so Matthew, you can tell your joke first.
Okay, so my joke isn't too long. It's about a decent length. Okay, so there are... Is everyone listening? I hope this is funny. So what happens is there are these group of guys on a golf course, and they're all playing for about $200, mm-hmm. and they finally get to the 18th hole, and one of the guys, let's call him Jeffrey. Jeffrey goes up to do the final putt. And if he makes his putt, then he's going to actually win the $200. So then, as he's about to line up the putt, he's ready and he's waiting and he's calm and patient. And it seems like he's going to get it. And all of a sudden, on the corner of his eye, he sees this funeral procession.
Funeral procession.
Thank you. That was strange. Yeah.
Procession.
Funeral procession. Yeah. And they are driving past. So Jeffrey looks to the left, and it almost seems as if he's adamant that he's going to get this putt. And all of a sudden he stops, and he takes his hat off, and he shows his respects by keeping quiet and watching the funeral procession go past. And all his friends are in amazement. They are so shocked. They are like, how can you do that? You are about to get the putt, and then you break your concentration, and you show such respect to that person. We really implore you. How did you do that, my friend? And Jeffrey goes, well, guys, wouldn't you do the same? We were married for 25 years.
Terrible.
No, it was funny.
It's rude and rude. But that is fantastic. No, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, they're listening. You see, they're listening on us. Yeah. Right, you can shout. Shout from there. What you read.
Yes.
Because we got a blank screen here.
Ons luister.
Ja.
Kasper.
Ja.
Wêreldoorlog het nie begin nie.
Good. Nice to know.
Ons luister. Just confirmed once again. Ons luister. And that was, dis Maria Lee Niemand. So, excuse. Dis meer, ons luister, Kasper. Wêreldoorlog het nie begin nie. Ons hoor en ons luister.
About Maria. What more? Is that all?
Ja.
Ons hoor julle sê so reeta.
Hoor, daar is ek nou almal, hoor ja, en dan sê Pauline de Kok, hello Casper, of course, luister ons vir jou en geniet elke oomblik.
No, you must, this is very important, because like Body Tech is on board with boys and girls, they must know that people are listening.
Ja, ja. Know? En dan sê ek, Woody het ook vir ons 'n lang boodskap.
Oh, Woody, we love you.
Ek sê hom gegou vir ons...
No, Woody is no, Woody is 9 o'clock this morning.
Hy het nou weer gegaan, iets was epic, dink Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay, I like that. Chante,
yeah.
You stay.
Okay, good.
You tell me a joke.
Okay, so a boss tells a blonde applicant, I'll give you 30 rand an hour starting today, and in 3 months' time, I'll raise it to 50 rand an hour. So, when would you like to start? And she replies, in 3 months' time.
Okay, so what was the joke?
She'll rather work for the better rate in 3 months' time, so she's not going to take her apprenticeship.
No, that's funny. That is funny. These things also develop with time. So we are on podcasts. People can listen again and again. And the more they listen, the more it's going to be hilarious, Chante.
Okay, thank you.
No, really?
No, I'll leave the joking up to you, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'm not good in maths, so you lost me when it
okay,
became
good, so.
Yeah, figures. Oh, my goodness. And I've been hearing strange sounds there from Duncan. Duncan, won't you come in, please? It's complicated. Hallo Duncan.
Hallo meneer en almal.
What do you think of our models today?
Ek dink hulle is die wenners meneer.
Regtig.
En die laaste joke was so baie funny.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Was it funny because she's pretty?
No, it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, well Duncan, maybe if you can give us all a Zulu lesson.
You think so?
Matthew actually can speak a bit of Zulu.
That's good to know.
I've been trying to learn, but I only started like a week ago.
But good, a week ago. We want to start today because a week ago, Duncan told us all that he has to speak English and Afrikaans. We don't do an effort to speak Zulu. So I said, okay, well, teach us. And I think he's going to do this now. Okay, Dunk.
Yes, meneer.
Okay, so yeah, we got Chante, we got Matthew, we got Hannes, we got Casper, we got Bernard, Betty, we got Laura, and we got Gavin. You got a whole mouthful.
Gonna be so much better.
So absolutely.
Can
we just
get? I'm
gonna
learn.
Say, I want just a few basics.
I've got basics written down and typed down for everyone.
Oh, that's just nice.
Grab it out.
Grab a piece of paper.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
And just pass it around.
Okay.
I only printed 4 though.
Okay, well, we can share.
Okay. So what's written there is just a nice Zulu phrase. You're introducing yourself, your name, what you do, and what you think of our country.
Okay, well, is that Dumelang one who you are?
Yeah. So
and after K is your name. Is it K? Just say it.
So Dumela, Libizo Laga K, and then there's a straight line. Where there's a straight line, that's where you're going to add your new Zulu name that I'm going to bestow upon you.
Okay, so first, if we can have our old names going, Matthew, if you can start.
Okay.
You go Dumelang Lebitso, and then you say your name after the K.
So, the whole phrase?
Yeah, please.
Cool. Okay.
Wait, Casper, I need to give him a Zulu name first. So
yeah, but Kobe, first do the like Matthew, and then you give him the Zulu name.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's just, yeah, go.
Okay. Dumelang Lebitso Lekeke Matthew Letsatsi Leka.
No, wait, stop. Is that it? Lekeke?
Is that all?
No.
There's a lot.
Lebitso Laka Ki...
Lebitso Laka Ki.
He and then Matthew.
Matthew.
Stop.
Yeah.
Chante away.
Okay. Dumelang Lebitso Laka Ki. Chante.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Oh, it's not perfect. Yes. It's because she's pretty.
No, she's a winner, Casper.
Jesus. Okay, honest.
There's some favoritism up in here.
I can hear it.
I don't mind.
Yeah. Dumelang Lebitso Laka Ki. Hannes.
Oh, that was beautiful, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is Dumelang not North City?
No, it's really the same thing.
Dumelang Lebitso
Laka.
Laka.
Mm.
Lebitso Laka Ke Casper. Okay, now we know one of our Zulu names.
Cool. So, Casper, I thought I'd name you Siphosonke.
God, what does that mean? The little dwarf with a fucked up eye.
Yeah, yeah. Normally you'd find in the black community a guy who's named Sipo. He's, he's short and he's round.
So it's who? Sipo?
Sipo Gazi.
Sipo Gazi.
Sorry, Sipo Sonke, which means the greatest gift of all. But normally you'd find a Sipo is someone who's short and fat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sipo Sonke. That's you.
Dumelang, le bitso laka kai. Laka?
Laka.
Dumelang, le bitso laka ke Sipo Sonke.
Sipo Sonke. Sipo Sonke.
Sipo Sonke. I'm Sipo Sonke.
No, Sonke. Okay.
Sonke.
Cool. Then we have Betty. I decided we'll name Betty Ndogozo.
What the fuck?
Ndogozo just means joy, which translates to gay, you know?
Ah. Yeah. Okay, so go, Betty.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
Dumelang,
le bitso la keke. What the fuck he said?
That's no, no, no. Ntokozo. Ntokozo.
Ntokozo.
Ntokozo. Yeah. Ntokozo.
Ntokozo.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't you have an attitude? Ntokozo.
No, no, no. It's just plain. Ntokozo. Ntokozo.
Ntokozo.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought it's like Ntokozo. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And pretty?
Shante, I thought we would call you Sibongile.
What does that mean?
Sibongile, which means we are just thankful to be in your beautiful presence today.
Oh, thanks.
Go for it. Read it.
Sibongile.
Okay, should I say it as like Sibongile or Sibongile?
Sibongile.
Okay.
Yeah, just the second one is better, so okay. Just read the sentence okay. There.
Dumelang le bitso lakke Sibongile.
Hmm. Oh, nice. It was
perfect
brilliant.
Again, eh?
It can't get better than that.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
I think she is Tswana, actually.
I can speak a bit of
Sona.
Yes.
Yes.
Akit.
What the fuck's going on? What are you saying?
We got Matthew up next.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yes,
this is the name, the Zulu, the Tswana name I bestow upon you. Your name will be...
Something cool. Something cool.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, they're just making noise there. I will call you Karabo.
Karabo. Mm. I like that. That's
which
cool.
Means the answer to all of Casper's gay questions.
Wasn't Karabo the gorilla in America that was killed?
No, I think that was Harare or Harambe or something, something like that. Yeah. And then Laura, of course, lastly.
But have we, as he said, Karambe.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Did, you need to do the same thing.
You must say it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Karabo.
Karabo and that.
Karabo and that. Dumelang le bitso le keke garabo.
Dude, libitso laka.
Libitso laka.
Yeah, my name is libitso laka. Yeah.
Libitso laka. Okay. Dumelang le bitso laka. Laka ke garabo.
Look how stern you are with him. Yeah. Like beauty could say anything. You oh, it's 100%. No, you go. No, karaka, kamaka.
It's fine. It's fine. Pressure makes diamonds. So it's good. Yeah. I'll learn it. I'll learn it.
What are you calling call Laura?
And then Laura over here, we can call her Umakoti.
Oh.
That's going to be her name, actually.
Umakoti, which one? The goddess of beauty.
Goddess of beauty, mother of all children. My mother, Laura.
I'm that old.
No, not in that
I'm
sense.
I'm your mother.
No, not in that sense. But just the mother of all beauty, because she's boss model's boss, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mother.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so she must say it now.
Dumelang le bitso laka ke umakoti.
Ah.
That was nice.
Absolutely.
There was no stuttering or anything like we did.
Nah.
That was beautiful. And Gavin, have you got a nice gay Zulu name for him?
I get the name for Ol Khaviso. And Gavin's near the name Sal Mkolisi, yes.
Jesus.
Mkolisi, yeah.
Mkolisi. It sounds like Kablisi. Mkolisi.
Where am I?
You're there, my darling.
I've met him, Mkolisi, and he's not very light.
What is Mkolisi? What does that mean?
Not Mkolisi.
Mkolisi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nijabulu kwazi.
Yeah, okay, carry on. Read from the paper, sir.
What? Where's the paper?
Yeah.
Dumelang lebitso and then what? Lebitso lakeke. Lelatsi lakajen. Geno, this doesn't look Zulu. This is not Zulu.
Dude, this is Tswana.
Oh,
but why didn't you help me? I was going. why didn't you tell me? Ukukuluma amanga wena.
That is proper Zulu.
I thought you could tell that it's not Zulu, it's Tswana. We're learning Tswana
you
today.
You threw us with a curveball.
There's seven languages to learn, guys.
I know. Yeah, but we stop after K today. K.
K.
But you just go on. Lelatika manaka lema kwamema. No. You must go to Melang Lebitso La Kaka Kaka and then that name, gay name.
Your name.
No, your gay name.
Okay. Dumelang Lebitso Lake Lake Kolisi.
Not too bad.
I sound like Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
You do. Mm. That's what I meant.
Then on said the meneer Hannes, meneer. Moni vergeet Hannes.
What is say Zulu naam?
And say Zulu naam is the same Zulu naam that onze president
yeah.
And it is Gelehlekisa.
Say again, please.
Gelehlekisa.
Gelehlekisa.
Come on. Gele.
Gele.
Gele. Gele. Gele.
Gele. Gele.
Gelehlekisa.
Gelehlekisa.
Why is his so difficult?
Because he's trying to.
And this one just simply means the Joker.
Can't we just say Dumela Kimang Shante or Dumela Kimang?
You're starting to sound a bit Chinese now.
But isn't Kimang like?
Who is it? It is actually
Kimang Shante. So I am Shante.
You are and Shante.
Sibungile.
Udula guy Sibungile. Udula guy. Where do you stay?
Is that an actual question?
Yeah.
Of where do you stay? Or
Ekfrayo.
Do I need to tell everybody on air where I
stay? Oh, sorry.
No, but don't want addresses. We want like Pretoria or Johannesburg.
Yes, I stay in Pretoria.
You see.
Oh.
You remember that Lara said there's something in the water in Pretoria that all the girls are pretty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Duncan, I'm sorry to say that this is the end of our Zulu lesson, Tswana lesson.
Okay, well.
Because our time has run out, but I find this fascinating. I want it every week.
Okay, cool.
Next week, it started with Alicia not knowing a fucking thing.
Mm.
So next week, we'll have Alicia and we'll continue.
Absolutely.
And we have to know, everyone here, we have to know that line, that introductory line, yeah, which we got from. We must know it next week. We must be tested and we must say it out of our. Just slowly say it for us. So we can listen to the podcast again. Please, Duncan.
Dumelang. Libito Laga Ki Mbuiselo. Which is my name.
Mm. What does that mean?
The return.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good
luck.
And how do we say thank you and bye?
Oh, ka lebuha lisaleng handle. Kia lebuha lisaleng handle.
Kia lebuha.
Salang Handle.
Salang Handle.
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys up in St. John. And girls, see how they walk, strut, pose and talk. The boys up in St. John.
Presented by Body Tech.
nothing though. Now I wake up on the floor and the sky is falling down. We do this every night. Yeah, we fuck and then we fight. Ask me about the things we did. It's complicated. But you can make it. But I can take it. Love to hate it, baby. Can't say no. It's complicated. But you can make it. But I can take it. Love to hate it, baby. Can't say no. Hey, you, don't you know? You're a wild animal. Broke my heart in two every time you gotta go.
Eyes. You're frightened what I might become.
Frightened that you will not become what you are destined to become.
Ha! A half moon, where the dark and the light meet each other in the middle.
Oh, it's so great having you back home again.
Yeah.
You mustn't think of what is yet to be.
What you watching?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that. Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
So who are
you? I love you, Mother.
I'm gonna make some popcorn.
Okay.
The air coldens with the talk of war.
The air is war, Mother. We walk through war with every step.
Did you want a soda or anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Many men before you have become blinded by their own bloodlust.
How do you like it?
What? Mom?
Your popcorn. Salty, not salty.
It's both.
Okay.
You talked to me of bloodlust when it was the
phone. Forgot what I was going to say. Be right back.
I will return, my love.
Sport, what you watching?
It's a game of
my son.
Oh, god damn it.
You like this show?
I don't know.
There's my two favorite boys.
There's my two favorite boys.
I mustn't delight in my parents' moist embrace all night.
What of the throne?
Hey, Murphy. Come here, boy. Come here, Murphy. Come on. Hey, Murphy.
Oh, look, a direwolf.
Okay, good night. Wet dreams. Sweet dreams.
We have our...
Extra! Special
guest here, but we first have to go through our Game of Thrones improvisation because Mirror against the wall next to me has to go to Sneviki's preparations. So we're going to meet Sally from Sandwich Baron just now, but she's here. She has arrived. She's with us. And we'll hear how to pronounce her surname just now. But now it is first time for us to go extraordinary live for improvisational version of this week's Stripper Tropper Truener.
I fix
my machtig. Hoe gaat dit?
Dit gaan uitstekend, man.
Dan sit bly.
Ja, ek het so 'n bietjie van 'n kraakie op my iPad gehad.
Wat?
En ek kan hom regmaak, kan jy dit glo? Sommer maklik en vinnig daar by iFix.
iFix? Wie is hulle?
iFix, dis 'n maatskappy wat jou cellulaire telefone, jou tablette, beide van die Apple variasie, sowel as Samsung, kan regmaak. Jy gaan gee hom net in by die winkel, hulle bel jou later terug en jy kom haal hom weer.
Hulle bel jou? Maar op wat? Jou foon is van fucking ingegee, Gertruida. Wat is jou naam?
Gertruida, maar ek is besig met hormoonbehandeling.
Ek kan hoor. Hoe gaan dit, by the way?
Baie goed.
Huh. Het jy op een laatste operasiekie gegaan?
Ja.
Want ek dink, soos die dokter gesê het, oor daardie telefoon, jy moet ook nog een laatste iFix kry.
Noem my Gerard.
Okay.
Dit is Wolfie Staak en ons bevind ons in 'n ver land waar daar 'n groot man met 'n byl rondloop en hy kap bome af links en regs. Wie is dit? Dit lyk dan so bekend. Ja, ons het gedink hy is dood, maar dit is hy, die verbrande, die lelike, die groteske Moerskont.
Hoi, Moerskont, ek het hier die klein gemeenskapie mense wat ek hier so voor sorg en so.
Hoi, wat is jou naam?
My naam is Ray, Septiese Ray.
Septiese Ray.
Ek sien jy werk hard en jy kan daar maar 'n byl swaai. Miskien moet jy klein bietjie rus. Jy weet toe ek jou gekry het, het jy sleg gelyk.
Ja.
Ek het gedink jy gaan dood gaan. Jy het septiese wonde gehad, vlieg wat by jou hol uitvlieg, nee. Spreuke omlope, daar was 'n gat in jou long.
Kan ek gou koots? Okay, gaan aan.
Ja. Nee, daai ouens het jou duidelik nogal hard opgevolg. Wie was dit met wie jy so beklei het? Was dit seker 'n reuse man gewees?
Dit was 'n meisiekie.
Skies?
'N meisiekie.
Skies, sê dit geweet?
Dit was 'n meisiekie. Ah.
Dit maak nie saak nie. Jy is nou veilig by ons. En kyk, ek is nie 'n vreeslike gelowige man nie, maar ek dink die gode het 'n plan met jou.
Maar ek het al soveel verskriklike dinge in my lewe gedoen. Ja, van die dinge is ek weet nie of ek het eers kan sê nie.
Sê dit asseblief.
Ek het gekyk na die Kardashians. Een volle episode. God, ek is nou nog op hulle. Hoekom straf die Here is my nies?
Wel, ek dink hulle het net 'n plan vir jou in die show. Jy weet, jy moet by Panna uitkom en haar gaan help en red. Nee, basies is daar nog groot planne vir jou. Maar bly maar hierso by ons in ons klein communiekie. Ons het 'n daggeplantasie wat ons beplan en alles. Ja. Ek glo nie enige van die burgers van die omliggende ewe area gaan ons enige probleme gee nie.
Oké, okay, wel gaan jy aan, ek gaan so lang kap.
Ja, gaan kap 'n bietjie uit.
Jy na jou gemeente toe. So lekker om hier by julle te wees.
Swing, swing, swing.
Nee, daar hang Septiese Ray aan het touw. Septiese Ray. Wat het gebeur?
Sulke gimmerboelies het ons kom opfok. Maar jy moet aanhou. Jy moet aanhou weg.
Ja.
Jy moet aanhou weg, moers. Gaan weg. Gaan vind vir jou vrede iewers anders. Gaan help die mense, want soos ek sê, daar is 'n plan met jou.
Miskien moet ek gaan na die klein meisie wat my opgevok het. Ek dink ek gaan haar soek. Maar sy is deel van hierdie story. Dink jy dis reg, Septiese Ray? Sê net voor die dood gaan, laat ek sê.
Skes, dis van gehang word, dan... Ja.
En so sterf Septiese Ray, terwyl hy swaai, soos 'n papegaai. Soos hy swaai, soos 'n papegaai. Ondertussen is die moderator van die NG Kerk besig om met margarien te gesels. Kyk, sy het mos aanhou gewend en bekeer, tot die moderator en sy hele septiese kerk.
Ah, moderator?
Ja, margarien. Dit is my so wonderlik om te sien dat jy die woord so bestudeer.
Ek doen. Kyk hierso, ek is by Halafisia 9:6.
Ja, en jy kan selfs die naam van die boek uitspreek. Ek is voorwaar beïndruk met jou.
Dankie, o septiese een. Jy het 'n mooi meelsak aan.
Ag, baie dankie. Nou, sê dat jy my komplimenteer en duidelik vlytig is met jou vingers wat so die blaaie blaai. Moet ek jou dalk vra om daardie vingers elders toe te pas?
Wat bedoel jy?
Wel, soos jy weet, Moffel is jou man en hy's koning en ek dink dat dit tyd is dat jy bietjie skommel met Moffel.
Ag, moderator, my koekblik is toe op die oomblik. Wat sê jy?
Wel, kyk, as Moffel gelukkig is, het ek meer beheer oor hom, verstaan? So dis belangrik dat jy jou vroulike pligte nakom, sodat ons hierdie hele stad en uiteindelik die hele land kan beheer.
So 'n bietjie meer krummels dalk.
Ek dink beslis dit is wat van jou verwag word. Soos ek sê, ons het in reeks 3 laas jou titties gesien.
Ag, ek sal hulle maar met polish en kan ek asseblief my ouma sien?
Ja, ek wou jou verras daarmee, maar jou ouma het juis kom kuier. En laat ek net gou die deur vir haar gaan oopmaak.
Baie dankie. Ah, ouma is hier. Dit is so lekker om dit te sien. En daar het sy, as sy nog steeds daai veil, daai blou veil wat sy dra. Ah, so dit lyk soos 'n moderne non. Hallo ouma.
Hallo my liewe, liewe kind, my Margarine. Ek kan nie glo dat jy deesdae so die boeke bestudeer nie. Dit is mos nou in teenstelling met dit wat ons vir ons gesin wil hê.
Nee, dit is reg. Ek is heeltemal nou anders, ouma. En ek dink ons moet bid vir my boetie, my boek bamboetie.
Nou, wat wil jy hê moet ons dan doen? Moet hy in die straat verneder word soos al die ander mense?
So, maar wat het
met jou gebeur? Nee, ek kan nie nou die papiertjie vat. Ek
Wat sê jy, ouma?
Ja. Wat is op hierdie papiertjie? Man, wat is dit? Is dit 'n doolhof? Is dit wat is dit 'n selfportret? Wat gaan aan op hierdie papiertjie?
Dis 'n badplak. Nee, dis 'n roos. Dis ons Ek sê,
ek sê roos.
Ek het nie regtig bekeer nie, ouma. Ek gaan van binne af werk.
Ja, dan dink ek ek gaan die stad verlaat.
Ja,
ons is lief vir jou, my kind.
Alles gaan regkom, ouma. Kyk net die hele tyd na hierdie prentjie.
Ja, dit lyk regtig soos 'n roos. Miskien
dit, ek moet dit fucking vinnig teken.
Dit 'n angelier miskien of 'n bougainvillea is.
By 'n kasteel wat bewoon word deur swartvis, staan Delmas en roep soos 'n besetene.
Sterfus, Sterfus, ons soek hierdie kasteel. Ons kan 'n baie goeie listing by Pam Golding vir hom kry.
Sorry, net gou. Daar's ek voor beter. Delmas, wat doen jy hier?
Kom nou, Swartvis, ons het baie manne hierso wat ons kan enige tyd jou kasteel vat. Gee hom maar net vir ons en maar help my net gou. Ek kan nie meer onthou wie die fokkie is nie.
Ek weet dit is lank gelede. Ek was O ja, onthou jy die rooi troue?
Ja.
Here, dit was mense geskok geweest.
Ja.
Nou ek is die een wat uitgegaan het om te pie. As jy nie onthou nie, gaan kyk weer die episode.
Ja, wel, ek dink ek was in gevangenskap geweest op daardie stadium. So ek het maar net die stories na die tyd gehoor.
Maar kyk dit op Netflix.
Ek sal dit weer. Ja,
of wat ever dit is. Ja. So, ek is nie iemand gaan peet. Ek is die oom van Constantia, die vrou van Wolfie.
Dit is nou ek waarvan hy praat.
Jy sien.
Kyk, ek steem mekaar, maar dit maak nie saak nie. Ons soek hierdie kasteel.
Nee, Delmas.
Geef ons die kasteel, asseblief.
Nee.
Asseblief.
Nee.
Asseblief.
Nee.
Geef net vir ons die kasteel, man.
Ons is hier, ons is reg vir 2 jaar. Ons het genoeg biscuits, biltong, ons het kook, ons het alles. Niemand gaan ons hier wegkry.
Ja, maar het jy genoeg toiletpapier? Het jy Netflix? Het jy 'n betroubare internet koneksie? Hoe gaan jy vir 2 jaar oorleef sonder Facebook?
Ons het iCloud.
Ah.
En 'n Telkom LTE koneksie. So ek dink nie daar's enigiets. Baie sjokolade, ons het nie genoeg sjokolade nie.
Wel, dit maak nie saak nie. Dit lyk asof ons hierdie kasteel met mag gaan moet vat.
Nee, bring net vir ons 'n paar barons elke nou en dan.
Geen vir ons die kasteel gee. Dammit. Asseblief. Grootsblief.
Ons is nie eens familie nie.
Dit is nogal.
Maar dit is bietjie boring om dit te sit, ek moet sê.
Dan gee dan net vir ons die kasteel.
Maar waar gaan ons dan heen, Delmas?
Man, ek sal vir jou immuniteit gee.
Ek het genoeg immuniteit, ek het uitgeneem by Sanlam. Ek het klomp immuniteit by hulle.
Nou, dan soms nou in 'n situasie. Ek gaan maar my manne moet kry om die mure uit te klim en jou dood te maak. Sorry. We'll be right back.
Joe Blow en Sanna loop rond van plek tot plek om ondersteuning te kry vir hulle geveg met Huis Biltong Bolton. Maar dit gaan nie goed nie. Hulle is onder andere by 'n plek by die naam van die Moroenhuis van Maisie Muis.
Ja?
Hallo, ek is Sanna.
Huh?
Ek is Sanna.
Oh, kon jy nie hoor nie, maar jou mic was af.
Ek is Sanna Stark en ons het jou hulp dringend nodig.
Wat wil jy?
Wel, ek is Joe Blow.
Hallo Joe.
Ons het ook jou hulp nodig. Ons soek troepe, ons soek manne, ons...
Oké, okay. Oh, laat ek net die ou man in my oor fluister. Oké, ek het 62 manne.
62
Ja, persoonlijk in my... Nee, in my slaapkamer. Vir julle het ek 60 manne.
60,000
Nee, 60.
60,000 soos 6,000
Nee, kijk, read my lips.
Nee.
60.
Nee, maar jy is net 10 jaar oud, hoe weet ek jy het reg getel. Gat, wil jy hulle nie net weer tel nie, soos 60, soos in 6,0, soos in 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10, wat vir jou 60 het.
Daar het jy 60 manne. Enjoy.
Verder is Sanna heeltemal oorstelpt met wat huisplammer se baas vir haar sê. Ek gaan julle nie help nie, Sanna.
Maar huisplammer is verbind aan die huis van Stark. Jy het 'n verantwoordelikheid teenoor ons familie. Jy was nog altyd aan ons kant. Hoekom nie nou nie?
Ek het stories gehoor en toe het ek het nou gelees in die vrouekeer langs die artikel oor Charlene Sue Richards. Ek sê vir jou, nee, dit is verby. As ek met jou gepraat het, sal Biltong Bolton my kom afslag. En ek bedoellik figuurlik. Hy trek my vel af. Jammer. Teleergesteld, stap hulle na die wilde als.
Hallo, Joe Blow, dis Poepoog.
Poepoog. Ek het meer manne nodig. Ek het nie blij die meisie 60 gekry. Soos in rarig 60. Nie 60,000 nie, nie 6,000 nie. 60, 60 manne. Ons het hulp nodig. Ons het die wilde als nodig aan ons kant.
Ons sal het doen.
Oh, ek is baie blij.
Ja, Charlie, hoekom het ons? Ons veg al duisende jare. Hoekom het ons teen hulle, saam met hulle veg?
Dink daaraan, die witlopers is op pad. En of hulle nou kom en of hulle later kom. Julle moet ons help, of julle gaan nie julle self kan help nie.
Dis kijk hoe kwaad is allemaal.
Ek sien, ja. As ek net een van julle wilde als manne kan kry om saam met my te staan.
Maak as jy Poepoog is al, indien jy die mekaar geraak. Jou, hier is ons die reus.
Ons vroeg vir jou pio.
Sanna, gaan een kant toe met een postkaartje en een raaf.
Plan. Ja, ek kan gegaan hierdie briefie skryf op hierdie stukkie papier met 'n balpunt pen. Dan sê hy, en nou het ek hierdie was seal en ek gaan 'n kraai kry om hierdie boodskap vir my oor te stuur en ek doen dit aspris so regtig versigtig sodat niemand kan sien presies wat ek skryf hier op die boodskap en nie sodat ons iets het om te reveal volgende week.
Presies, vir wie skryf sy ons weet nie. Ons kan maar net draai. Maar ek is seker ons gaan volgende week uitvind want die raaf wil niks sê nie. Ons is nou in een hawe en in die hawe is daar Minji, die lesbische leier van huis Grijskak en Stink en haar boete Stinkie.
Ja, Stinkie, jy moet bykie drink en jyself regryk, man.
Ja, ek is heeltemal disillusioned met alles, Minji.
Is jy hier, Stinkie? Is jy hier? Ek soek my boete terug, man. Drink
nee,
een boete,
ek
drink een top, man.
Gedrink, ek wil kots van al die bier.
Ja, man, klappe, Branas. Klappe bier. Klap net iets, man. Kom net
ja,
terug, okay, man.
Ja, ek sal bykie meer drink.
Moet jyself regryk. Ek is jou sissie, ja. En ja. Saam kan ons die wereld een beter plek maak, ha.
Ja, maar die Biltong met alles. Hy het my afgesny van die wêreld en hy het die wêreld afgesny onder my bene.
Ek soek my boetie terug, man. Ek skiem, nee, as jy terug is, as jy bietjie gedrink het en jy ruk jouself reg, dan kan ons, dan gaan kuier ons praat, kablies, chica, hy draak vrou, ons moes lekker vinnige skepe, en dan, jy weet, dan is het soos no time, ons is weer top, so, come on.
Ok, wel, ek sal, ek gaan myself reg drink, my mensie.
Nou, ek is blij met toe, maar, right, ek gaan nou, ek gaan een blender en die kitchen sink, en enig iets wat ek kan kry, en hy meisies en noem vir jou terug, nou, en dan gaan ek vir myself piekie ontbijt, middag eten, aand eten, en nog reg opskep, ek gaan vol zik, hoor, hierdie girl en ek,
Yesie!
Ons gaan nou omgooi, hoor, daar so, aan die kant.
Enjoy yourself, Minji!
En bravos, stap panna, gereed om die plek te verlaat en een nieuwe rede vir haar bestaan te vind. Sy sien een ou skip staan.
Howdy, sailor.
Hallo!
Sê vir my, gaan jy die skip Westeros toe?
Ja.
Westeros toe. Ja. Wel, ek wil graag saam met julle ry. Wanneer ry julle?
Jy is die akkermalte arm om saam met ons ry.
Wel, hier soos een julle sak geld.
Ja, soos is baie geld. Ek het die lotto gewen.
Ja. Nee, ek het nie. Ek het net ryk familie. Maar as jy wil, kan ek vir jou nog EFT. Dit gaan net soos 24 uur klerend sê. En dan vat jy my saam met jou op jou skip.
Ja, dan gaan ons morgen. As dat al die geld in is.
Ja, nee, ek soor het vir jou uit.
Loop een bietjie door die straat, ja. Meisiekie.
Dis een lieflike dag om te stap in die stad. Daar
staan... Meisiekie!
Oh, dis een ou tannie. Hallo, ou tannie.
Hallo!
Ek is gesteek. Ek gaan oor die brug in die water moet spring.
Wat gaan gebeur met Panna? Gaan sy oorleef? Of is het een van die skokdooies? En trippe, trappe, trone. Ons kyk volgende week. Panna, leef jy nog? Panna?
Nee.
Panna?
Well done, Gavin and Betty, for doing that.
Ek weet nie wat die focus laaste moet gedoen het nie.
Ek het gesê, wees kwaad.
Maar hoe is een mens kwaad? Geef ons een voorbeeld.
Ons is nog steeds in die haven, hoor julle.
Kabel so in die achtergrond, het is mooi.
Sorry, Johannes?
Ja, ek hoor ons is in die haven.
Want toe jy sê, wees kwaad, I actually went in for a little bit.
For kwaad. We got a very special guest now at last. Sandwich Baron's founder, Sally. And how can we not play this? All you want to do is ride around Sally.
All you want to do is ride around Sally.
Welcome to our studio, Sally, and to our program.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I think you had to wait a bit for Game of Thrones. Sorry about that.
No problem. It was very funny.
Was it? Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Sally, so you are the founder. You thought of this idea.
Yes.
How and when? Tell me.
I had a restaurant in Alberton for 10 years. And I was a sort of self-taught restaurateur, so after selling my restaurant, I thought that's it for me with food. But I'd been working in London, so I'd seen the sandwich industry, so when my money ran out, I thought, let me give sandwiches a go, because I don't see them here.
Mm. And it worked. It works.
And yeah, I just wanted to sell a few sandwiches, and it sort of snowballed, and here we are today.
So you started with Alberton as a service where you can deliver, and then you branched out gradually, or did you just
No,
franchise?
I started with 5,000 rand, one table, a fridge, and a knife, and one very, very old Honda bike. I think I've seen it in the Rosettenville Museum. It was always breaking down, and then I built from there and opened a store in Germiston and Kempton. And sold my Germiston stores, my first franchise.
That's fantastic, because I got to know Sandwich Baron through the internet. Oh. I saw an ad and I tried it, and I was in Roodepoort. Then I live a bit further away now near Cradlestone, but I was in Roodepoort. And they were on time, and it was fresh, and I liked the taste. And then we started ordering here, as a matter of fact, every morning when the show, on Friday mornings, we ordered in. And I think Cliff Central also orders on other days, because you got a Sandwich Baron right around
the corner from you, yes.
Mm. And then I had an unfortunate experience just with one stupid day where, it wasn't delivered, there was something wrong, and we talked about it, and someone WeChatted us here and said, well, you know the owner is Sally, but how do you say her surname?
Jarlett Joy.
Jarlett Joy.
Yes.
But the Jarlett is spelled?
J-A-R-L-E-T-T-E, and then...
Is that French?
Yes, sort of French, of mixture of French and English.
But Joy is a word to remember.
Yes.
Sally Joy. So they said, Sally Joy is the owner. And we phoned, remember? Gavin, you were here.
Exactly.
We phoned her.
Yeah.
And I talked on the radio with her. Mm. And before you know it, everything was resolved in such a way that they have been the gracious presenters and sponsors of our Stuff Poopies.
Woohoo!
Did you listen? Because we are improvising those ads as well. Have you heard?
Yes, yes. No, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that's like we got the initial ads, of course, but then we improvise. So it is a joy to have you as part of the show in the way how we met. But the way we met was through my stomach, basically, because I saw and I loved what I ate.
Great.
The internet. So, Sally, do you still have a hands-on thing with Sandwich Baron? Is it still your baby? Or are you thinking of, like, selling it for millions and living on an island?
No such luck. Mm. When you make promises to people, you have to look after them. So it's always been my passion. I have four stores. I have four stores of my own. And, we're going to go from strength to strength. I've got two sons who also love eating Sandwich Baron. So
good.
They want to take over the helm.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. That's good to know.
Because then it's in good hands.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But Gavin, you know Sally from outside the show as well. Do you sort of mingle with VIPs or what? How do you know Sally?
You were very
au fait when she entered the studio. No, I know her, you see.
Can I just... did we not have this lesson about the name test early on about my dark side and my light side? I'm a very jovial person. I'm a loving person.
63% actually.
So Sally and I, we just met. We just met. And we're like proper, like besties now.
I thought you were already rubbing shoulders at VIP parties.
I brought her in and I made her, with the Casper Radio Show guests.
You are so good and kind. Thank you, Gavs. No, I thought because of your circles that you wander in that you have already met and networked with Sally.
No, I haven't. But she's lovely.
She's stunning, absolutely
lovely. It was scary because when I saw her, can I just say, when I saw her for the first time, she said, I heard everything. I hear everything that you guys are saying on the radio. Like how, like, I, you know.
And I'll say bye, eh?
Exactly.
Yes, I think my office staff recorded what you were saying to me after. After we put down the phone.
Yeah.
But so it was quite funny.
But the thing is, like, with we were, like I said to you outside, if I was the host, I would have just, like, called you and I would have, like, just surprised you, like, live on the radio. And Casper said, no, we're going to have the producer call her and ask her if we can call her, like, live on air.
Yeah, because we're not shocking radio.
Of you.
We're not shock radio.
Yeah.
I mean, we say horrible things, but we don't want to... to be carte blanche. I wanted to do it from a nice perspective. I just wanted, there was a bit of a scuffle here, but
yeah, Hannes, what happened?
Hannes has to go now to
put
on his mirror makeup for Sneeuwwitje.
Hannes, ons sien vir jou môre.
Ons sien jou môre, Elfie.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like learn your words. Yeah. Remember we're there, so that's your energy boost for tomorrow.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
And nice. Thanks, man. And listen back to our trip at Trapatruana. I can't wait to hear it.
Self. Cheers, okay. All.
Bye. Yeah. Now, Sally, today we have, of course, we have a Stoff Poop. And I think you might know our Stoff Poopy. But let's do the usual routine. We go for our logo. Here we go, the sting.
Stoff Poopies. Stoff Poopies.
stof poepies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So what I want to know is, if, when I order on the internet and I fill in my name, what happens from on your side? Do you get a little email or what?
It appears on the point of sale within seconds. And we...
What is point of sale, please explain?
That's
a screen.
That's the computer, yeah.
And it says, this order.
It says, you have so many online orders. You click on them. You say, okay, I can do it. And you accept, and it prints out in the kitchen.
And then they start working.
And it's already made probably by the time we walk to the kitchen.
Oh, fantastic. Mm, I can't remember. Is it? I think, and they tell you as well, it's going to take so many minutes, I think. It will be there within a certain time.
Mm, yeah. We battle with our delivery because our rush is between 11:30 to 1:30. So even though we can put in 9 or 14 drivers, 5 people answering the phones, we're very, very still busy at that time.
Okay, so people also phone in.
Yeah, so they phone in, they order online, and they're in the store.
Oh, yeah, okay. So a lot of people, I suppose, will phone as well. Would you not that comfortable maybe with the internet ordering?
Yes, yeah. We get more internet orders in the northern suburbs.
Oh, okay, you see.
And as you go further out of town, you get less.
Yeah, shame. Okay, you've got to cope with that. Now, where is your most concentrated area? Where is there a lot of Sandwich Barons?
Well, we're mainly in Joburg.
Okay. Are you in the rest of the country at all?
Yes, we are national. Cape Town, okay. Durban.
Okay.
Yes, right to Nelspruit.
Well, I can really recommend it, people listening, because, you know, people listen even in Bloemfontein to the show.
Even overseas.
I know. Yeah, I wanted to sort of be ironical, but yeah, overseas. They listen in Syria. ISIS does. But you can't get any barons. Fuck. Okay, so Stofpoepie this week, I think you might like her. Give us some clues, Bernard. Who is the Stofpoepie? Okay.
She's a diva.
Ooh.
There's like 1,000 of them.
Yeah. She's a Welsh singer.
Elton John.
No. Oh. Her father was Nigerian and her mother was English.
Okay.
And she's Welsh.
Yes.
Mm. No insight. So Sally, that is?
Is Grace Jones? I don't know.
Nope.
Nope.
She sang 3 Bond themes.
She sang 3 Bond themes?
Yep. Moonraker. Diamonds Are Forever. Diamonds Goldfinger are forever.
But isn't it Grace?
They are no. All I need to please me.
They can stimulate. Sounds like Diana Ross, but she's
they won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Yes, Gavin.
Isn't it Eartha?
Nope.
No, I can't believe that you people don't get it.
Oh,
I don't watch James
one,
Bond.
One more hit. Okay, she sang in 2014 at the Royal Variety show. She sang I'm Still Here.
Shirley.
Ecstatic for Young.
Oh my goodness.
It's Shirley Bass.
Oh my goodness.
You know her, Sally?
Yes, yes.
You know who she is?
Yes.
She's about 1.2 meters tall, eh?
Yeah. But larger than life.
Bike length.
There she is. That's Shirls.
A spider's touch.
And she is a phenomenal performer. Very strong and emotional.
That's a proper diva. You're absolutely right in your description.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if you listen to something like "This Is My Life," it's very emotional on stage. She sort of goes and like this. Say, "How good is my life?" And then she sort of acts it out there on stage.
Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, "What good is my life?"
Turns her mouth, looks depressed,
lips,
going
up and down.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Eyes closed, looking with her chin up in the air.
Yes.
Now she's looking around,
demanding respect from the people in the audience.
Now she says, in a way, she says, "Fuck you." In a way,
I don't care.
But artistically, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, we love Shirley.
How many of her songs has Betty performed?
Betty?
Two.
What?
Oh, that's little.
Big Spender. Yeah, but
Betty Bangles is the drag queen.
I love all the songs. I know all the songs. It just it's not Betty.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, Betty's funny and she's more like deep.
But I've done I'm gonna say "Man Wants It." Big Spender.
Yeah, yeah.
And "I Am What I Am."
Yeah.
So where I can play like do it kind of witty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one thing of Shirley is that she does do versions of songs as well, but she also has her originals like "Diamonds Are Forever," "Goldfinger," "This Is My Life," and oh, this one, "I Who Have Nothing."
Love.
Jesus. Oh, listen to this. Very dramatic, eh? And then she does like covers like "I Am Who I Am" and what did you say? "Big Spender."
"Big Spender." Yeah.
I who have nothing.
This is Sally, just before she started. Sally's back.
It was.
"I who have no one."
I remember the song.
And then she goes, already.
"And want you so."
Lips, lower lips, down.
"I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all.
But Sandwich Baron." Are you amazed with the quick success of this, or is it not quick success? Do we see it from the outside as quick?
We're just celebrating our 20 years. It hasn't been quick.
But 20 years is quite long. I mean,
it's very long.
Did it take 20 years?
Yes.
Basically. Wow. Yes. And now it's flying.
Yes.
So have you got any thing that you want to do this winter as a Sandwich Baron project or charity? Do you do that or you just sell?
Yes, we've got a big drive to collect as many blankets as we can for the Salvation Army.
Okay.
So everyone who brings us a blanket, they'll get a nice chicken mayonnaise French.
Yay!
What?
So we will accept new blankets, old blankets, any blanket will do.
Yeah?
If I bring two blankets, will I get two sandwiches?
Of course you will.
You see, all you do is you bring your own bloody family and bring six blankets.
That is a very good idea.
My favorite sandwich is the, and I can't remember what you call it, the French loaf, what do you call it?
Yes, baguette. French bread.
Yeah, and then with avo and cheese and egg, and then it's a bit hot still, it's roasted. I don't know what you saw, you can't remember how you mark that on the internet. Roasted, I think. And then it comes in four parts. I can really recommend that. But what do you like the best?
I'm basically just an egg mayonnaise person.
Yeah, that is lekker.
Egg mayonnaise.
Do you test other products, other sandwiches, or are you just totally gutful for sandwiches now?
No, I eat sandwiches all the time.
Okay.
Wow.
What is your biggest competition? Have you got competition?
No, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, right. I can't think of anyone.
No.
Not
really.
In that line. It's
not with
so,
the South African taste.
It's so unique, yeah.
And also one of the very few places that offer a Banting menu.
Yes, no, we launched the Banting last June, and that's for all the people who don't like carbs. So it sort of made common sense, because there's quite a big market for that as well.
Wait for me, Sandwich Baron, I'm coming.
You're coming.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you so much because you help us as well, because we also have nothing. And by being part of this show, it hopefully the one hand will feed the other, because we will make people aware of Sandwich Baron, and you are keeping us on air, basically.
Super. Thanks. Oh,
that's fantastic. I want to ask you, Gavin, there was another person that I wanted to play to our people today, because we usually had Nature Boy, but I finished it last week, all the different versions of Nature Boy. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it would be nice, actually, to have a segment after Stuff Poopies. Maybe we can get someone to sponsor that, but it mustn't be sandwich people. Maybe an ice cream or a laxative. But I thought, like, fucked up people, you know, that you get in life. There's always these strange people who became one-hit wonders or two-hit wonders, or who were famous for like 4 months in 1915. There's a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Not 1915 only, I'm talking really where you can record them. And this is one, the one guy I told you to go and search for, and you told me his name. What's his name again? Fisher, what?
Wildman Fisher.
And what is his story?
So, shame. He had a very sad life. His mother, his own blood biological mother, sent him to the cuckoo house at the age of 16.
To what? The madhouse?
To the madhouse, to a proper psychiatric hospital at the age of 16. Little did she know that he was going to become so big and like a legend and you know, with performing with like big people at that time. But at 16, she sent him to the crazy house because he stabbed her with a knife.
Wow.
Hy het gesteek die mes. And
so het eers later begin sing.
And then he was in the hospital. He was diagnosed as having bipolar and schizophrenia.
So
he had both. And then he escaped from the hospital. That's mal. It's proper crazy. And then he escaped, and then he went to go and like beg on the street for money. So then after he saw that people don't want to pay attention to him, like just standing there and begging, he started singing. And then and that's how he got the attention of like hotshot producers who said to him, okay, come to studio, let's do something.
Because
like,
his singing is frantic. It's not well, he's singing. We all hear now. I've got one of his tracks here, but it's not well. So it's quite interesting that it was a producer who thought, maybe here is something strange that can make me money, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. And his name again?
His name is Larry Fisher.
Larry Fisher. Let's listen. A bit of a listen here. It's called The Flaming Carrot, this song. And it's not well.
Speedster, more deadly than a spike. They don't know where he comes from, but he got here on a bike. He's not afraid of monsters or sharks or killer knives. To the good guys he looks funny, but still he saves their lives. Flaming carrot, better watch behind
you. Yeah, he's mad, eh?
The bad guys want to get you, and they may be on your track. Once there was a bad man who tried to get his goat, but the flaming carrot caught him and choked him by the throat. Now the goat is very grateful.
And the music, the melody is quite the same.
On his new hero, he'll bump you in the road. Flaming carrot, hero of the day.
It sounds like it says blaming terrorists.
But it also sounds like a very long intro to an amazing song.
Oh, well.
A biggie praat and then you...
It takes me off as if it's like a crazy pantomime, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
But it's Flaming Carrot, not Blaming Terrorists. Is that the end? Is that the fucking end? Oh, okay, that was it. Well, that was interesting. Sally, the time has come. Unfortunately, I'm very sorry that you had to wait for this Game of Thrones thing. It's thrown us the thrones. But it was great meeting you eye to eye.
great meeting you as well.
Thank you so much. We will be ordering sandwiches like crazy.
And we will be supporting your blanket drive.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots remember of blankets, you, please.
Just tell me once again, you get a chicken and mushroom sandwich.
Chicken mayo on French.
Chicken mayo. Oh, lekker. I like that.
I'm gonna bring my blanket, but I'm going to request a healthy, like a banting barb. I'll pay for that.
So just drop sure blankets at any branch.
I'm sure we can sort you out, Gavin.
Yay!
Any branch, okay. Nationally, yes.
Perfect.
Okay, do remember that tomorrow it is the birthday, the commercial birthday of Her Highness, Her Majesty, the Queen of England. She did have a birthday in April, but tomorrow is the official one because it's summer in England. So she and Prince Philip, who is 190, well, they walk through the streets of London. And
we need to watch that. Whoa. What time? You and I are going to spend time together tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to go to Sneviki.
Sneviki, yeah.
And I suppose they will start walking around 11 when we are inside. Well, we'll just switch on our phones radio. Illegally. No, we'll switch on the phones illegally and watch it on YouTube. We'll see.
But we need to put the car on self-drive if I'm going to watch as well.
Okay, do that.
Thank you.
We can do that. Sally, we will speak again. You are officially a friend of the show. When you are a friend, you're called a FOTS.
Oh,
and you've become a FOTS after one visit, which is extraordinary. You have to have been here at least twice to be a FOTS. But we've made you a FOTS.
I'm very honored.
And it's Sally Joy. I can't say the middle bit.
Just say the surname again.
Jarlett Joy.
Jarlett Joy.
But it's spelled very difficultly. It's a J with an apostrophe R. A-R-L-E-T-T-E, Jarlett. Sally Jarlett Joy, thank you so much. We usually go out with goodbye, but we're going to sing it now. Goodbye.
Farewell.
No, try again. We've got fucking visitors. Can't you do it better?
Goodbye as I wave.
Duncan for say part.
Goodbye. Farewell. Goodbye. Farewell.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.